sugya of Misha makes the middle of fun of Yud Zayin Amud Beis, and Oisik be mitzvah poter ben a mitzvah. The Mishnah says Misha makes the middle of fun of poter mikriyishma mitfilo min atfilo mi kol amitzvah samuris poterim. The way that we have the girsa lefanenu is that somebody, an oinin, is poter from not just tefila tefillin and kriyishma, but mikol amitzvah samuris poterim. Rashi says, what's the reason why? The fishu tar b'machsheves turosei v'avidum yedechosin. The poter mishum tir the mitzvah. Rashi understands that the heter and the ptur of oinin, that the reason why he's potter from kol mitzvahs is like chasen, the same way chasen we dashen from olachet chov aderech, that oisik b'mitzvah potter min mitzvah is nischadish, another chiddush. In addition to regular oisik b'mitzvah potter min mitzvah, there's also the chiddush of chasen, as we saw in Rashi and Dafir Aleph, that he's potter min a mitzvah. So too, somebody who's tarred b'machsheves kurosai, is tarred b'machsheves biyosai, and is tarred b'machsheves kurosai. The same way that a chasen is potter min kol mitzvahs amur is potter, so too, a oinin, Misha Meis Mutal Afanov is Tard Machsheves Kurosai of the Mace, and therefore is Pater Mikol Amitzas Amuris Pateru. Lachura Kumtais, that the din of Ainin is not a special din that an Ainin is Pater. It's a regular din of Oisim Mitzvah Pater Mir Mitzvah. Oisim Mitzvah Pater Mir Mitzvah, and Mimil is Pater Mikol Amitzas Amuris Pateru. The Fidis, it would be very Muvan, the Hemshech HaGemara. The Gemara says, Misha Meis Mutal Afanov, Oichel Bayis Acher, V'chulu, v'meila b'yisacher, ois mechitzo, ein lemechitzo, master pon avoichol, v'einu meis avoichol, v'einu oichol bas, v'einu shes ayayin, v'einu mavarech, v'einu mezamin. Rashi says, einu mavarech, einu tzorech levarech, b'rach zamaitzi. V'einu mezamin, einu tzorech levarech, b'rach zamazin. So Tosfos Al Makom says, l'chor it's meduyik in Rashi, that if he wants to be mavarech, he's allowed to be mavarech. Just he doesn't have to be. And he asks that in the Chor in Yerushalmi, it's mefurish not that way. That if you want to be machmer l'atzma, it's aser. Yimishim kveid shomeis, or yimishim yisamaso. But it's mavur in the Rishonim that it's aser. What does Rashi hold? But that's Rashi. It's very geshmak. If he understands that the heter is a ptur of oisik mitzvah patur in mitzvah, then the same way that it's mafurish a mishnah on tevzayin amud beis that chosin imreitz lahachmer l'atzma likras kriyishma lalu rishena kuri, he's allowed to. Rav Gamliel says lekol reitz litol zashem. Rav Gamliel says you're not allowed to lekol reitz litol zashem yavuyito. But be'etzem the Tanakama holds that a chosin is allowed to be machmer al atzmai, even though it's the drasha of oisik b'mitzvah is specifically said with regard to chosin. Nevertheless, imratel hachmer al atzmai rishai. If so, avil that has the same p'tur of oisik b'mitzvah as chosin, it's only in itzarach levarich it's a p'tur, but in a chanami imratel hachmer al atzmai rishai. That would be lechero aglat pshat b'das Rashi. The truth is, though, that it's not going to be so pashit. That which an oisik b'mitzvah is allowed to stop for another mitzvah and do another mitzvah, it's not so pashut that it's mutter. That which you say oisik b'mitzvah potter in a mitzvah, the Ritva asks, he says, what's the chiddush Ritva in Sukkah and Daf Chof Hei? In the sugya of oisik mitzvah, the Ra also, they ask, what's the chiddush of oisik b'mitzvah potter in a mitzvah? Why do I need a darshan it from a pasuk? L'chura, it's a svara. Why would I stop the first mitzvah to do the second mitzvah? You're oisik in a mitzvah. For what reason? My mehai mehai, my chaz is the dam mitzvah zu sumak tveimi dam mitzvah zu. Why should I stop one mitzvah to do the other mitzvah? So he says in a chanami, l'chur it's a svara ba'alma, and therefore I don't need a drasha. So what's the drasha being mechadish? Says the Ritva, the drasha is being mechadish that it's also to stop. Even if the second mitzvah is bigger than the first mitzvah, it's also to stop for the second mitzvah. Why? Zokter. If you're potter, so then you're not mechuyev. It's a dvar rishus. You're not allowed to stop a mitzvah for a dvar rishus. That was what was in the schadish. Zikr that you don't have to stop, that's a davar pashit. What was in the schadish in the pasuk is that it's also to stop. It's also to stop and do another mitzvah. So l'maisa kumta is that the Harashi that was mechadish that you're allowed to stop ainu tzarech is mefurish not like this ritva. What does Rashi do with the ritva's kasha? Lamaisa, what's the chiddush of it's mefur and Rashi that you're allowed to stop? What's the chiddush of the pasuk? The chiddush the Rashi that she talks about. Rashi holds that Rashi says in Daf Chof Hei Amud Aleph in Sukkah that shluchei mitzvah pturin min haSukkah. Rashi says afilu b'shas chaniyason. Even when they're not mamash being oisik in the mitzvah, if they're on their way to the mitzvah, they're being chayne. They took a break at night. Doesn't make a difference. They're still potter, even though they're not on their way. They're not the Hochid Rachim. Still, Shaskan Yasin, they're potter. Frekta Isvis, what are you talking about? It's Efshel Lekayim Shneim. Efshel Lekayim Shneim, we're going to say that they're potter. Zichr not. Vimeli Yisraelik. The Ran goes like Rashi. The Ran says no. In Echanami, even if it's Efshel Lekayim Shneim, it's potter. And the Or Zaruah, it's been raised Tzadi Tess. In Sukkah, he says he brings a right to Shittas Rashi. Quotes Rashi. Afil B'Shaskan Yasin. And he says, I have a right to Shittas Rashi. Because if it's not true, like Rashi, that your potter, even when it's Efshel Lekayim Shneim, then why do I need a pasuk b'chol? If the whole din vayis mitzvah potter mitzvah is when it's only Efshel Lekayim one of them, when it's Efshel Lekayim Shneim b'chayv in both of them, it's the only time you have vayis mitzvah potter mitzvah is when it's Efshel Lekayim Shneim. You're gonna have to stop mitzvah aleph to start to do mitzvah beis. So he says, so why do I need a pasuk to tell me that it's aser? It's a davar pashen. Mamash mitzvah kasha. Vayis dais, the pasuk is coming to mechadish that even when it's Efshel Lekayim Shneim, you still don't have to mekayim it. Bigzeras melech yizokter. It's a gzeras hakosev. That was what was in Chadish in the pasuk of Oisik mitzvah potter and mitzvah. The gam kishe efshel lekayim shteim like Shitas Rashi. Nevertheless, you're not mechuyev to. But is it aser? Zecher not. Reis lahachmer lasmer rishai. Kum teis that this machleik is here. Whether or not, really, what is the chiddush of the pasuk? Is the chiddush of Oisik mitzvah potter and mitzvah that it's aser to stop, or is it no? Not that it's aser to stop. The chiddush is that even when it's Efshel Lekayim Shneim, you don't have to do the second mitzvah, even though you could do the second mitzvah. But is it Aser? Is it or is not Aser? It's not Aser, and Harei Tzalach Mal Aser Rishai. The Ritz is going. The Ritz Shita is that if it's Efshel Lekayim Shneim, he holds like Tesis. If it's Efshel Lekayim Shneim, you have to be Lekayim Shneim. But mainly couldn't. That you can't be Lekayim Shneim? That you shouldn't. Are you allowed to? Can that you could? That we'll get to in a minute. We'll get to that in a minute. Whether or not it's aser or it's mutter. The Ritva Lishitasa, he holds that Efshel Lekayim Shneim like Tesis. Shitas Tesis that Efshel Lekayim Shneim, you're Mechoyim Lekayim Shneim. Mainly couldn't learn that was one of the Chadish in the Pasuk. The Shel is really, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? What is the Pasuk Mechadish? How does he know that Efshel Lekayim Shneim that you're Mechoyim to do both of them to dash in the Pasuk for something else? It was Gate of Machlekes of. If it's the machlokes rishonim between Rashi and Tosfos, Rashi and the Ran against Tosfos and the Ritva, of if it's Efshel Lekayim Shneim, whether or not you're mechuyev Lekayim Shneim or not. So the Stipler in Simen Tes Vav, he says, he brings down a machlokes achrenim between the Taz and the Drisha in Simen Kufches. It's actually very negiah to the Simen Ayin Aleph, Simen Ayin Beis, it's really Simen Ayin also. The Dinet Tashlumin. Is there a din tashlumin by somebody who's eisig b'mitzvah? Somebody that's eisig b'mitzvah, he's busy with the mitzvah the entire time, from aleis ha-shachar till achar, dalet shoyis. Is there a din of eisig b'mitzvah, patam in a mitzvah, or not? I'm sorry, he was eisig b'mitzvah, patam in a mitzvah, therefore he didn't daven. Is there a din of tashlumin for that tefillah, and he's now mechoyev to daven another mincha, another shmoneser for mincha? Or do we say no, there's no din tashlumin b'chlal? Says the Taz, that in a chanami, there is a din tashlumin. And if he was eisig mitzvah for shachris, then during mincha he's allowed to be mashlem that tefillah. Says the drisha, no, there's no din of tashlumin. Says the stipler, and what's the machlokes? What's the gather of the din of eisig mitzvah patur in a mitzvah? Is the din eisig mitzvah patur in a mitzvah a ptur, or is it a oinus? Is the var tepe etzem your potter, or is it you're not potter? It's just that you're honest. You're eisig in one mitzvah, therefore you can't do the second mitzvah. The whole din of tashlumin is only in a case where a person was at an oinus and he couldn't daven. If a person was potter, that's the din we're going to see. We're going to get to Oval Rachman of the Tzlan. If a person was an oval, from the person was nifter at 3 o'clock in the morning. They only buried him after Chatzos at 1 o'clock. So he was an oinin the entire time. There's no din tashlumin there. Because it's not that he had a chiyuv and he wasn't mekayim his chiyuv. Tashlumin is only if a person has a chiyuv and he wasn't mekayim his chiyuv. If a person is potter, there's no chiyuv bechlal, then there's no din tashlumin. He had no chiyuv to be. The whole din tashlumin is to be mashlim the chiyuv that the person had. If he was potter, then there is no din tashlumin. B'meila, Dr. Stifler, that's the machlokes between the Taz and the Drisha. The Taz says there is a din tashlumin because he holds the whole din eisig mitzvah potter mitzvah is only din that he's an onus. He's oinus and b'meila he's be'etzem chayiv. Just since he's eisig mitzvah aleph, he can't do mitzvah beis. But he be'etzem has a chiyuv. Meila, if he wasn't makayim eschiv, he has a din tashlumin. Masha'en kein, if you hold that eisig mitzvah potter min a mitzvah, that it's together a p'tur, that he's like a potter. He has no chiyuv bechlal. When he's oisig a mitzvah aleph, he has no chiyuv bechlal. Then in a chanami, there would be no din of tashlumin. Says the stipler, you could say that's good, but the machlekes between Tosfos and the Ran. That's the machlekes between Tosfos and the Ran, whether by efshel lekayim shteim, do you have to mekayim shteim or not? According to Tosfos, that holds efshel lekayim shteim, you have to mekayim shteim, because the whole din is only that a person is an onus. If he's an onus because he's mekayim mitzvah aleph, so therefore he can't be mekayim mitzvah beis, therefore he doesn't have to. But if he could be mekayim, it's efshel lekayim shteim, he's not an onus. He has to be mekayim shteim. Masha in kain, if oisig mitzvah potter mitzvah is a gather of a ptur, it's mamish potter, then in a chanami, he's going to be, even if it's efshel lekayim shteim, he's potter. There's no din, the din of oisig mitzvah, hagam, that he could be mekayim the second mitzvah, but kokama, that he's oisig the first mitzvah, then he has the ptur, klapi the second mitzvah, then even if it's efshel lekayim shteim, he doesn't have to be mekayim shteim. That would be the chura, a geshmak pshat in what the machlokes is between Tosfos and Rashi is. In what gate that machlokes is a ptur or not, that you can learn in maybe just like through another nekuda. There's a machlokes rishenim, interesting machlokes rishenim in Pirkei Avos, in Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. It says, "Ein ato yodeya havirotz mitzvah kala kavach hamuro she'ein ato yodeya matan tzchorer shel mitzvah." Says the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis, since you don't know matan tzchorer shel mitzvah, l'chein omru chazal ha'oisik b'mitzvah poter min ha'mitzvah. The Mashmoy says l'chorer, what he means to say is that since you don't know whether or not the mitzvah you're going to stop for is a bigger mitzvah than you're doing now, so don't stop to do mitzvah beis if you could do mitzvah if you're in the middle of mitzvah aleph. It could be the mitzvah aleph is bigger than mitzvah beis. Ein ato yodeya matan tzchorer shel mitzvah. Memela, don't stop mitzvah aleph to do mitzvah beis. Yesh l'ayin l'fidus. Let's say you're being oisik in mitzvah derabanan. Then the chori should have to stop mitzvah deraisa. You know which one is bigger. You know the raisa is more chashuv. It could be that's why the Rambam holds. The Rambam says, what's the mitzvah over here by chatan? The Rambam in Pirush Mishnah says, what's the mitzvah by chatan? He says mitzvah pururvu. It's not bilus mitzvah, which is the chori din derabanan. It's mitzvah pururvu. He needs din deraisa, maybe. Because he holds that that's the. If it wouldn't be mitzvah deraisa, maybe he wouldn't say it. Yesh lion, b'maimer muzgir. Go back to this at the end of the Hashem. But the. Says the Tashbit, the Mogin Avis Tashbit. When I thanked Erlem for buying a Pirkei Avos a few years back, it has all the sheets of Rishenim. Bekitzer, there the Tashbit, he says that no, he brings on the Rambam on that Mishnah, and he says that's not the reason why. It's not the reason why. The reason is because the reason why Oisik Mitzvah Potter Mitzvah is not because Ein Ato Yodeya Matan Tzchorer Shel Mitzvah. The reason is because he says we're not Mekayim Mitzvah Tamanat Kabbal Pras anyhow. That's not wouldn't be the reason why you don't stop one mitzvah to do the other mitzvah. The reason why it's usher oisig mitzvah batam mitzvah is because it's a zilzul to the first mitzvah. When you do one mitzvah and you stop in the middle of that mitzvah to do another mitzvah, it's a zilzul to the first mitzvah. You're stopping. What are you doing? You're in the middle of mitzvah Hakadosh Baruch Hu and you're stopping it for something else, even if it's another mitzvah. But it's a zilzul to the first mitzvah. It's like a pigmoy shel kohen. You call up a person for an aliyah and then you call up somebody else and he's not. It looks like a pigam. You're getting somebody else for aliyah. It doesn't make a difference. There's still chesaron in the first thing. There's chesaron in the first mitzvah. But meila, you wouldn't be allowed to stop. It's a zilzul. L'chur, be very gishmak, if you're the ritzvah. The ritzvah says that it's usher to stop. If he learns, like this tajbis, then in a chanami, it's taka usher to stop. And meila would also be l'chur, would come out that efshel lekayim shteim would be usher lekayim shteim. It would be usher to stop, according to that. As opposed to if you hold it, it's just einat yodeya, then in a chanami, if it's efshel lekayim shteim, then you're allowed to be lekayim shteim. There's rather just a maimer muzgir, or something interesting that comes out, an interesting tajbis, as she tells us, we saw. When you get to on Daf Yudalar Mebeis, if a person is in the middle of Kriyat Shema Birchei Seil, is he allowed to stop to say Kodesh 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 answer Dvarim Shebekdush or not? So the Rishonim we saw Tosfos says it's mutter to stop. The Rosh says it's mutter to stop. If Mishnum Kvoidei Shel Basav Adam, you're allowed to stop. Certainly Kvoidei Shel Kodesh Baruch, you're allowed to stop. Says the Tashbit. Says the Rashbi. Chidush Rashbi is the Tashbit. Zok there he says that Ilu Hayisi Kidai. Hayisi, are you married? He says, if I would be kedai to be chiluk on Tosfos and the Rosh, I would say that it's usher to stop. You're being oisik in the shevach of a kadosh baruch hu, you don't stop for something else. You don't stop even for another shevach. Once you're oisik in the first shevach, you don't stop for another shevach. That's mamish the Rashi says she tells him that it's a zulzul to stop for the first thing. Tosfos is the tamayo. They hold efshel lekayim shneim. You're allowed to be mekayim shneim. You're not mechuyev. Doesn't say that you're mechuyev to stop. Mutter lekayim. Not a zulzul. Not mutter. What the lashon of Tosfos I think when Yudalev he says. I'm sorry, you'd give him a base. Nearest Shemutter Lana is Kadashim Dushim Kriyashma. Mutter. since you have the yichelus, it's not a zulzul b'chlal. You're allowed to if you want to. Mashiach and Tadra says, no, it's also to be mekayim shneim, because once you're oisik in one shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not allowed to stop for another shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That would l'chera come out to be, that would be the machlokes in machlokes Rishonim as to oisik mitzvah, patam mitzvah, efshel lekayim shneim, or you're allowed to stop, you're not allowed to stop. It's mevura in Rashi. Getting back to our Rashi, it's mevura in Rashi that the p'tur of oinin is the p'tur of oisik mitzvah, patam mitzvah, and it's mevura that Rashi understood that the p'tur of oisik mitzvah, patam mitzvah is not that it's aser to be mekayim the second mitzvah like the mitzvah says. It's mutter to be mekayim the second mitzvah.
What would the ritual do with the Mishnah by Kriyat Shema?
So there he's going to be mechalak and say that there's a chilek between himself is mesiachas to it. There's a chilek between the oisik b'mitzvah of chosen and every other oisik b'mitzvah. The oisik b'mitzvah of chosen is just betim torah, and he could calm himself down. But meila, it's not something which is be'esem that he's oisik in a mitzvah. He's torah, but it's not something which is a real oisik that it should be a problem to calm himself down. It's something which is a technical aspect. He happens to be torah, but he has the yichilis to calm himself down. Meila, there's not a problem.
Same thing by an onin.
So maybe the same thing by an onin, possibly. We'll have to see. We'll have to see if the ritual learned the same way. Pasha didn't learn oisik mitzvah. We'll get to that in a minute. Be'ez Hashem. The only thing is, there's one nekuda here which is a shtickle shveret, but that's Rashi. Rashi understands that the p'tur of einin is because he's doing with the chosin. By chosin, it says on daf tazayin amud beis, on tazayin amud aleph. I'm sorry, but in the Mishnah, what's the p'tur of chosin? Chosin potter mi kriyash marla de rishayin amatzei Shabbos. Is chosin potter from all mitzvahs, or is he only potter from kriyashma? From our Rashi, Rashi is medame oinin to chosin, and oinin it says mefurish in the Mishnah that oinin is potter from all the mitzvahs. What's with chosin? It never says anywhere that chosin is potter from all the mitzvahs. It says chosin is potter from kriyishma, and we dash in v'lechtach v'derech is dafka by kriyishma. That's where the pasuk is said. So l'chur, you're being medame to chosin, and chosin the whole p'tur is only being negated to kriyishma, and you want to shtel too over here that it's negated to all mitzvahs. L'chur, it's a little bit shver. So the truth is that not by chosin and not by oinin is a poshit whether or not you're chayiv by all the mitzvahs or potter from just kriyishma. But again, to chosin, there's the Meiri brings down a machlekes rishonim. Let's start by oinin maybe. By oinin, by us, even though the girsa is misha mitzvah d'lafana potter mikriyishma yitzvilim and atzvilim mikol hamitzvahs amuras patero, but it's mevur in the rishonim that the rishonim did not have the girsa. First of all, Rabbeinu Yoina brings down a yesh mefarshim that you only potter from three. You're not potter from all of them. You're not potter from Kol Mitzvah Zemuras Patera. So Mavura that they didn't have the Girsa in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yonah says, no, you are potter just the same way you're potter from these, you're potter from the other ones. The Rajman, the Ritva, Mavura, they also didn't have the Girsa. They said, that which it says, Dafka, these three mitzvahs, it's coming to tell you, even though you don't have to go anywhere to Mekar the Mitzvah, you don't have to get a lulav, you don't have to make Kiddush get wine, you can be Mekar the Mitzvah Mamash right here in front of the mace, and you think it's not a chasarin of, it's not going to take you away from the Asik of the mace. Kamash Malan, that even so you're potter from these mitzvahs. Zichra, they didn't have the girsa. It's mevur that these rishonim did not have the girsa of potter mikol mitzvahs amuras patur in the Mishnah. One second. We'll get to it. We'll see whether or not it's true. When it gets to chosin, we find the same thing. Chosin potter from kriyishma. The Meiri there on Dafta Zayin Omer Aleph, he brings down that there's yeshma portion that you're potter only from kriyishma atvila v'tilin. And he says that those that say that you're potter from Kol Mitzvah Zemuras Patera, that's how he goes, you're potter from Kol Mitzvah Zemuras Patera. The truth is that it's very interesting, the difference of one word in the Rambam. If you ever looked at the old Rambams, the Rambam has a certain girsa, and in the Franco Rambams they switched it with, they simply placed the word in a different place and it changes the entire meaning. The Lashon of the Rambam in Perek Dalid, Halacha Aleph of Kriyishma, Lashon of the Rambam is, Misha Yaliboy Nechbaz V'Torad B'Dvar Mitzvah. Somebody who's Torad B'Dvar Mitzvah, Potter mikol ha-mitzvahs u-mi-kriyashma. You're potter from all the mitzvahs and from kriyashma. It's quite a little bit of a weird lashon. Potter mikol ha-mitzvahs u-mi-kriyashma. Potter mikriyashma mikol ha-mitzvahs, like the lashon of the Mishnah. In the Franco Rambam, they switch around the order. Misha yaliboy nechbas v'torid bidvar mitzvah mikol ha-mitzvahs. Potter mikriyashma. It's not potter mikol ha-mitzvahs u-mi-kriyashma. You're torid mikol ha-mitzvahs, potter mikriyashma. Bemela, you're only potter according to the way that the Rambam has it, the Frankel Rambam has it. The only thing that you're potter is the chosin is only potter in Kriyat Shema. The chosin is not potter in everything. Why should this oisik b'mitzvah be different than every other oisik b'mitzvah? And that's really a shayla. When it says we darshin out, Rashi says on daf yiralef from Ralph, there's two drashas of oisik mitzvah potter mitzvah. There's the algamein din of oisik mitzvah potter mitzvah. Somebody's being oisik in lulav, Bemela doesn't have to make, he doesn't have to give krutalonik. Because he's being oisik in one mitzvah, so somebody's knocking on the door, he doesn't have to stop the mitzvah to give tzedakah. Then there's another din that's learned out of Elektra Baderech, that a chosin is potter from Kriyashma, that since he's tired but tired of the mitzvah, gam that he's not oisik in the mitzvah, tired of the mitzvah, that's also a p'tur. Now the shayla is, that p'tur is a p'tur when you get to all mitzvahs, or that p'tur is only when you get to mitzvahs, to specific mitzvahs, Kriyashma. What's the shayla b'chlal? Ken zayin, what was in Schadish? But look at Rashi. Rashi says, what was in Schadish by chosin? Elav kor yisrael nimachlan mikva kama the kivin daisy mitzvah like sibuke el miyuta ba'almu dekodashin mi beisro mi beisecho matin mi neyis mitzvah. Oisim melach zudeh. Aba chosin de tirda de machshava ba'almu shemachashiv al esik besulim elav kor yisrael le ismait. Chosin, the reason why he's potter is because he's tired with your mitzvah. I wouldn't know that from the regular din of Isaac mitzvah potter mitzvah. It's nischadish here that since he's tired with machshava, that also potters him. Now the shaila is, what is it potter from? It potters from an Isaac mitzvah, or potters him from a mitzvah which is totally in machshava? The same way that if a person is Isaac in a maisa mitzvah, or potters him from every other maisa mitzvah, what was nischadish by Chosin is that if a person is Isaac in machshavas mitzvah, it passes him for something which is machshavas mitzvah. Memela, it's only negea to those mitzvahs which are beikar tali and kavana, kriyishma, tefillah, and tefillin, which are not allowed to be misayat asim your tefillin. Memela, it makes a lot of sense to say that the whole tour of chosin is only negea to these mitzvahs that are tali and machshava, because that's kufa what was nischadish in the din of oisim mitzvah pater mitzvah of chosin. That hagam that he's not tored in an esik mitzvah, he's tored in a machshavas mitzvah. What was in Schadish is the same way that tirud in an esik mitzvah patas from another esik mitzvah, tirud in a machshavas mitzvah patas from another machshavas mitzvah. But it doesn't pater from lulav, because the guy's tored in machshavas kurosoi, or chasen is tored in his machshava. So then he's going to be pater from taking a lulav. What shakas? Why should he pater him? What do the other rishonim hold? The other rishonim that say that in a chanami you pater from all the mitzvahs. You could say that in Chanami they learned that it's mamash the same gather, you're potter from all the mitzvahs, the same way that Oisik mitzvah. But you could say that no, that they understood that it's also a p'tur when you get to machshava. But they hold that everybody holds that Mitzvah Tzirus machshava lechatchilo. And we hold if he will be the Eved, by the rights as Mitzvah Tzirus machshava. Mitzvah Tzirus kavana. Memela, they hold that the same way that you're potter from Kriyashma and Tfilo and Tfilin because it's Tali and kavana, so too you're potter from all mitzvahs. Because all mitzvahs need kavana together with the mitzvah, and memela your potter zikr the din lechatchila is according to everybody lechatchila you need kavana. There's only machlekes ben geta b'di'evan. We passing b'di'evan that mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Memela, the reason why you're potter from all the mitzvahs is because since he's tored in the machshava of kurasai, he can't be choishev in the machshava that's not geta every mitzvah to have kavana. The Miri says it. L'chor goes together with the other. What? Yeah, L'chor, since they go together, the same way that truth is that it does say it. I'll tell you where it is. It says it in a get to Oisik B'mitzvah of. There it says Kol Mitzvah Simras B'ter. It doesn't say in a get to. But L'chor, there's no reason to be mechalek between Kriyashma and Tefillah. L'chor, Tefillah and Tefillin. What? Tefillin can't be Mitzvah Dasum Tefillin. It's only also in the Din Machshavah and Alad B'Mitzvah Dasum Tefillin. Kimdumani that the Meiri puts them together when he brings down those Shitas Rishonim Tazayin and Aleph, he says that it's dafka from these three mitzvahs. Now, how does Rashi learn? Rashi learns that you're putter from all mitzvahs. We started off saying that lechora Rashi is medama oinin to chosin. Now, chosin is only putter from kriyishma or tefillah, and here it's mafurish that you're putter from all the mitzvahs. Now, we don't really know how Rashi learns when he gets to chosin. It's not mafurish, and the truth is we don't know when he gets to oinin. According to Rashi, is he passing from all mitzvahs? The deeper mask of Rashi in the mission is Misha may say Vechulu Potter Milikrais Kriyashma. The Fishutar Machavis Kurosai. That's all that it says. So the truth is, if you look at Rashi in Daf Chesam and Aleph, when the Gemara says, quoting the Braisa, the Gemara says, "Katoni miyas poter min kriyashma min atfilin min atfilin mikol amitzas amuris batero." That's what it says in the Gemara. The Dibro Masl of Rashi is, "Katoni miyas poter min kriyashma mikol habrachis." He doesn't say mikol amitzas amuris batero. Mikol habrachis. Habrachis is the same thing like tefillah. Elechanami, the Chor Mashmoyis of Rashi is that he's not potter from all mitzvahs amuris batero. He's only potter from those mitzvahs that are telling kavana. I mean, it's very gishmak. You could say that Rashi, the Shitasi, he holds that the din of Ovel is mamish like din of Chosin, and sai by Ovel, what was in the Schadish, like Rashi says on Dafir Aleph and Aleph, what was in the Schadish, Benegeta Chosin, is that the same way that a Asik mitzvah potters from an Asik mitzvah, so to Tirda the mitzvah potters from Tirda of another mitzvah, Machshava of another mitzvah. That's the real Chor come out all in Shitas Rashi. Tosfos, it's Chorlik. Tosfos brings down the reason why Einan is potter from Kriyashma. He doesn't even quote Rashi. Bushalmi Mefarish Taima Amar Rebbein Ksiv Laman Tizkir Yom Tizkir Meres Tzayim Kol Yemei Chayecho Yomim Shata Oisik B'Chaim Liyom Shata Oisik B'Mesim. Yomim that he's Oisik in Chaim and not Yomim that he's Oisik in Mesim. L'chor it's a new drasha that somebody that's Oisik in an Einan who is Oisik in Puras Mesai is potter from the mitzvahs. Potter Mekola mitzvahs. The Shaila is, what was wrong with Rashi's pshat? Why can Rashi learn that Eisik Mitzvah is Patr Mitzvah? Why can he learn like Rashi? Why did he have to come up with the Yerushalmi? Why can he learn the Algamein Adin of Eisik Mitzvah, Patr Mitzvah? So if you look at the Mukhi Yosef, when he brings down this Yerushalmi, he says, you can't tell me that the reason is that Eisik Mitzvah, Patr Mitzvah, like Chassan, because there it says that a Chassan in Moetzel Achmar Latzmer Rishai. And over here it doesn't say that. It doesn't say Oinin in Moetzel Achmar Latzmer Rishai. Vaisoi said over here it's talking out the same thing as Chosin. Chosin, the Mishnah says and says Ayin Rebeis that he's allowed to be Machmer. By Einin, it doesn't say that. Vaisoi said Einin is talking allowed to be Machmer. What's the reason why Einin is not allowed to be Machmer? Because there's a pasuk that says, Matis Yerin says Ayin is time. It's a special drasha ben Egeat to Mace. Yomim Shatar Isik Bechayim, Vele Yomim Shatar Isik Bechayim. It's a special din that was in Chazash over here. And really we learn out from there that he's not allowed to be Machmer on himself. And he says it's only in Esmachta Ba'alma really. Because the real time is like it says in the Yerushalmi right after that, either mishum kvoide shomeis or emi shiisamaso. But even if a person wants to be machmon himself, zokter he's taka not allowed to be machmon himself. Kumtoy said the reason why lachera Tesis didn't learn, you could say the Pnei Yeshua has a bunch of different reasons why Tesis didn't. But to take the Nemukhi Yosef's pshat, maybe you can learn in Bedas Tesis that the reason why I didn't learn like Rashi, it's a regular dinner, Eisik Mitzvah Patan Mitzvah, is because Eisik Mitzvah Patan Mitzvah, generally, if it would be like Chosin, then he would allow to be Machmon himself. He would allow to be Machmon himself. Vakir Tesis holds that Efshel Kaim Shteim, Smut L'Kaim Shteim, you should be Mekaim, Mechoy Mekaim Shteim. Memela over here, how come it doesn't say that if he wants to be Machmon himself, he could? Vais Tesis is a special din, when it gets to Oinin, that he's not allowed to be Machmon himself. What's the reason he's not allowed to be Machmon himself? Tesis brings down later on, he says, Quotes Yerushalmi, Mefarsh Yerushalmi. Kach Nira Loimer, the Ein Mavarich, Ein Rishai Lavarich. Mefarsh Yerushalmi, Lomo, Mekomer Pnei Kvoidah Shomeis, Ina Meshu Shem Yishis Amasoi. One of two reasons. Either else, Kovet Ameis, he's not allowed to be Machmor himself, or Ein Mishis Amasoi. What's the Nafk meaning between the two reasons? Says the Gemara that Tetzel for some reason doesn't bring it down, well, the rest of the Rishonim bring it down. The Rosh brings it down, the Rabbein Yonah brings it down. The Nafk meaning would be, if he has Mishi Yisamaso, if he has somebody to take care of the Kvura, then in Chanami, if it's Aspoy Deshameis, then he's still not allowed, he's still Pater. But if it's Mishi Yisamaso, then he's Chayef, because he has Yishamisi Yisamaso. Two reasons that the Yerushalmi brings down, and enough meaning between them. The Shal is, how do we pass Ken Allah Lamaisa? The Yerushalmi doesn't, it's a Baidli of Shito, Betam. From Tosfos, it sounds like that the reason is that at the end of the day, Tesis brings down that if there is somebody to take care of it, then in a Hanami, even if he's in that town, even if the mason is mutal in front of him, he's potter. Says, Mi shemeitza mutal afonav, ve'ein alav l'kravrei, einer noyaganinus. Einer noyaganinus. Mashmois is that since yesh mi shiisamaso, there's somebody to take care of the tzarchi kfura, Mamela, there's no din of aninus, and in Echanami is going to be chayef in brachos v'chulu. It says that it's motor bas v'yayim, the pashtus that goes Tali Zabazah, he holds that it's also chayiv in mitzvah. Rashi says not that way, but the Pashat the Rishonim Lechor understood that if he's mutter b'vas v'yayin, then he's going to be chayiv in mitzvah. There's no din of aninus b'chol. Not only that, he brings down at the end, and this is the way that Taisa seems to go, the story with Rabbeinu Tam. Rachman Hatzlan, Rabbeinu Tam's sister passed away on Shabbos, and they told him Matzah Shabbos that she passed away, and he ate basar v'yayin. He ate basar and drank wine. I was wondering, why did Taisa say that she died on Shabbos and told him Matzah Shabbos? Who cares when she died and when they told him? What was the difference? The other Rishonim don't speak it out when she died. I just thought that, why is Rabbeinu Tam eating meat and drinking wine? You're right, it's mutter to eat meat and drink wine. It's mutter. But you have to do that? Dafke, now he has to. He says, no, it's Matzah Shabbos. Matzah Shabbos, he didn't have a suda. Mamela, he ate basar and drank wine because he held kol kama that it's taka not, he's not kotter, then he's mechuyev to have a suda chashuva. Lamaisa Rabbeinu Tam, he wasn't Noeg Aninus. Why? He died it. He says, listen here, she's married. She has a husband to take care of her, her kfura, Mamela, yesh mi shi yisam aso, and therefore he's going to be potter. Says Taisvis. Ve'efshu shagam Rabbeinu Tam, and hoya b'yir atma yir meko mi oisa atam. Rabbeinu Tam l'chara, even if he'd be in the same town, he'd be meko for that reason. Yesh mi shi yisam aso. There's somebody to be yisam aso. Mamela, there's no reason why Rabbeinu Tam shouldn't be chayv in mitzvahs and mutter in basar v'yayin. L'chara, that's mashmois of how Taisvis goes aliba de hilchasa. As a matter of fact, the Rav Yo, he brings down, he says, the Beis Yosef is Rav Yo in Siman Ayin Aleph. He says, Rav Yo says that since it's a blayez loyev shita, memela, the lashon is, kivin de loyev shita, al zeh simchin oinanim shmispalim beis haknesses, mokum shish krivim shisasku boy. He says that the minig is that avelim, even if he's an oinin, he goes to, if there's somebody to be Isaac in the kfur, he goes to shul to daven. Why is he going to shul? L'chera, mishum kveidish l'meis, they shouldn't go. And am I? Because since the Bayez Lev Shita, we're saying on the time of in Mishi Yisam Aso, or Kokamish says somebody to be Yisam Aso, Mimela, he would be, he's allowed to daven and be Mekai Mitzis. If you look at the Rush quotes the story of Rabbeinu Tam, and he's about to be on him. He says, I don't understand. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's going to come out that only the sons are Chai, are the ones that are Pater, but everybody else, brothers, Vechulu, they're all going to be Chai Mitzvahs. Anybody that is an oval, midin avelas midaraisa, any one of the kravim, sister, brother, children, parents, anybody that's chayv l'sabalolov, there's a din that it's he's an oinin. Why was Rabbeinu Tam mekel l'chera hagam? There's mishi yisamaso, but l'maisa you can't say that only the sons are going to be chayv, only the sons are going to be oininim, and the shal is farvos. Why not? Yesh mishis maso. What's so terrible to say? Arvich arvatzarech. What's your raya? You're going to tell me that only the sons are the ones that are going to be enemies? Yeah, I'll tell you, the only ones the sons are enemies. You have a raya, not that way. What was bothering the rush? So, if you look at the Taz, before the Taz says that the machlek is between the rush and Rabbeinu Tam is which Tam do we go like? Do we go like the reason of Yisam Aso? Do we go mishum kveidah shomeis? The Rush understood we go for the reason of Kvedesh Hameis. And the truth is the Rishayim already bring it down. The Ra'ah, the Rashba, the Maske, that Hagam, that's a Bayit Leif Shito. However, Mesechus Smochis, Perakilin, it says Mishim Kvedesh Hameis. It's a Bayit Leif Shito. Not only that, the Karben Asano says, and this is Ravin Yerner brings it down, Karben Asano, my cousin, says, he says that it's a Bayit Leif Shito. Because it says that if a person makes a Bracha, an Oin is not allowed to say Amin. How long does it take to say Amin? A fraction of a second? That's going to be Mavatlim from Yisam Aso. It can't be that the reason is because of Yisam Aso, because then he would be allowed to answer Amin. Five states that the reason is Mishim Kvei Deshomeis, and Memela, if the reason is Mishim Kvei Deshomeis, then even if there's somebody Yisam Aso, as Kvei Deshomeis, anybody that's an oval, that has to be Misavol on this person, and Echanami is going to be Potter from Mitzvahs and Oster in Basar V'yayin. That's Lachar Hashitas Ateisvis. He didn't learn like Rashi Yisrael Mitzvah because then you would be able to be machmir yourself, and over here it doesn't say that. He holds that the reason is a special pasuk of Laman Tizkor, and there's L'chura Machlekes of how to understand this Laman Tizkor, which is an Asmachta Ba'alma, when Chazal asked an Einim for Mitzvahs. You know that Einim is Asr Mitzvahs. Why is it Asr Mitzvahs? Either because Kfoyit HaShomeis, or because Ein Mishis Maso. What's the Nafkamino? Yesh Mishis Maso. It's Machlekes at the end of the day. How are we paskin? Tosfos says we go the time of Yisam Aso. And the Rosh says that we go the reason of Kvoyit HaShomeis. Now, according to Kvayda Shomayt, says the Rosh, even if he's in a different town, it doesn't make a difference. Rabbeinu Tam could be in a different town. Mishum Kvayda Shomayt, he shouldn't be Oichel, Basar, and Shetiyayin. I think that that's the chilek between Maimar Muzger. Is this Machlekes Bechlal mentioned in the Bavli? Of Kvayda Shomayt and Yisum Aso? We didn't see it anywhere. You could have said, though, that that's really the Machlekes between Rav Papa and Rav Ashi. Rav Papa said the only time that a person is potter from the mitzvah is dafka when it's meisoy mutal lefanav. Masha'en kein, the Rav Ashi said no. If it's mutal of the kovra, it can mutal lefanav dami. So he held, Rav Ashi held mutal of the kovra is mutal lefanav dami because he holds that it's yisam aso. The reason is yisam aso. So if that's the reason in mishi yisam aso, may let's tell you where the doesn't make a difference. Even if the guy's not, even if the dead person is not in front of him in mishi yisam aso, maybe he's gonna have a denoyin. Masha'en kein, according to Rav Papa, it's dafka if he's mamish in front of him, you could say that that's Kvayda Shomayt. Kvayda Shomayt is dafka when it's right in front of him. The problem is, like we just said, in the Rosh's Mavur, that if it's Kvayda Shomayt, then it's not when he's dafka in front of him. It's even when he's not in front of him. And I think that that's the difference between Loeg L'Rosh and Kvayda Shomayt. What's the difference between Loeg L'Rosh and Kvayda Shomayt? Loeg L'Rosh, the only time that you find Loeg L'Rosh is dafka when he's mamish right in front of him. He's dangling the tzitzis on his kever, or he's making a bracha right in front of him. He's toich arba amos in the Beis HaKvaris. All these cases that he's mamish by the mesim, then we have a din of loig l'rosh. For kokama, that he's, if he turns around, there's already no loig l'rosh. Rashi says he's not allowed to eat in front of him because it's nearer to loig l'rosh. Which the sefer on air brings down from Rashi, that l'chera, the nekuda, well, everybody asks, what's wrong with eating? You're not allowed to eat in front of a dead person, it's not being mekayim mitzvah. He can't eat, he feels bad, he can't have a laffy taffy. Like, what's the problem? And Sarah said, no, it looks like you're being mazal on him. You're busy eating when there's a dead person here. Like, you don't care about him. As long as he turns around, then there's no leg to rush anymore. He turns around, then there's no leg to rush. But I'll say, Kvayda Shomayt is even when he's not there, even when he's not right in front of him. That's the difference between leg to rush and Kvayda Shomayt. The only thing is, according to the Rush, that learns that the reason is that Kvayda Shomayt, so then why are you putter on, why is he chayim on Shabbos? If it's also Kvayda Shomayt, why is Shabbos different than any other time of the week? That's really what Tesis was Ma'ur. Tesis by us was Ma'ur, that L'chira on Shabbos, if it's Al-Skreidah Shomayz, then even on Shabbos the guy should be Potter. However, it's Mavur in the Rosh, it's Mavur here in the Maloy Arayim in the back, in the Avoyz, that Kvayda Shomayz is very much Tali in Yisam Aso. It's only a Zilzul if you're Isaac in something else. If you could be Isaac in the Mace, and you're being Isaac in something else, then it's a Chazaran of Kvayda Shomayz. But if you can't be Isaac in anything else because it's Shabbos, then there's no Chazaran in Kvayda Shomayz. Even the time of Kvayda Shomayz holds to the reason of Yisam Aso. There's just another reason of Kvayda Shomayt. Even when there's no one to Yisam Aso, if there's somebody else to Yisam Aso, there's still the time of Kvayda Shomayt because it's mutl on him to be Misavel. Memela is the time of Kvayda Shomayt as well. The one last thing here is just Bedas Tesis. Tesis quotes a Yerushalmi that says that the reason is Yisam Aso. And that's the way the Tesis comes out, Maskanas HaGemar. Now, Tesis didn't want to learn that the reason is Isaac mitzvah patam in a mitzvah, like Rashi. So he learned like the Yerushalmi, Ein mishi yisam aso. What is Ein mishi yisam aso? Ein mishi yisam aso means that he's mutl on him to be Isaac in the Kfura, and since the mutl to be Isaac in the Kfura, and therefore he's patam from every other mitzvah. If you look at the Chof Masadam, in Simekuf Nun Gimel, the Lachas of Avilis, he says, what's the reason of, he quotes the two reasons, he says, what's the reason of yisam aso? He got, I think, says, Kvedish Shemes is like the Rosh. But he says, what's the reason of yisam aso? Yisam Aso means that he's Isaac b'mitzvah. And since he's Isaac b'mitzvah, so he's part of the rest of the mitzvahs. It's come to us that Tesis is Chelek and Rashi, he's Isaac b'mitzvah, and he learns, Yisam Aso, which is part of why? Because Isaac b'mitzvah, part of the mitzvah. So come to us that Salafi Rashi, Salafi Tesis L'chero, the time of Yisam Aso, the reason why your father is because of Isaac b'mitzvah, part of the mitzvah. However, there's a big difference between the two of them. According to Tesis, Ein Mishi Yisam Aso, that patur is a patur for... is Nischadesh, Emish Yismasol, that's a patur in Gansin. Since we need somebody to take care of the Kfura, Mamela Chazal Patur across the board. Mamela, even if he wants to be Machmon himself, even if it's Efshalakim Shteim, it's also to be Machmon himself. That was what was Nischadesh in the Pasik of Yimei Chayechel, Yomishat Isik Bechayim, Le Yomishat Isik Bemesim, that Chazal were Masmichron on this Pasik, that when a person has to be Isik in a Mace, they Patur him across the board. That means he can't be Machmon himself. Even if it's Efshel Hakayim's name, he's not allowed to be Machmer. Not only that, he's Potter L'chera. There's going to be a big difference between Rashi and Tosfos. According to the way we learned in Rashi beforehand, an Oinon is only Potter from Kriya Shema Tefillah and Tefillin. He's chayv b'chol mitzvah zemuras b'ter. Masha ein kein, according to Tosfos in Echanami, im yishis maso, he's potter from kol mitzvah zemuras b'ter. It doesn't have the same p'tur as beforehand. If it's the p'tur of einin, that's the p'tur in machshava. Machshava potter from machshava. Masha ein kein, according to Tosfos, no. Chazal said you're supposed to be Isaac. This person is supposed to be Isaac in the kfura. Since he's supposed to be Isaac in the kfura, b'meila they potter him from all mitzvahs. Kol mitzvah zemuras b'ter. And it's really kol shekein. If he's potter, like the Rashba says, if he's potter from Kriyas Shema Tefillah v'Tefillin, which doesn't take him away from the mace, he can let him do it when he's standing in front of him, kol shekein he's potter from kol ha-mitzvah zemuras b'ter. Just to be mitzayin, the Rashba, the Ra'ah, and the Ritva, they say mamash vakeret. They say that the time of Foyidei Shal Mace, we just asked now, that Yisam Aso is the third time of Yisam Mitzvah Potter Mitzvah. If you look at the Ra'ah and the Ritva, they say exactly vakeret. They say the reason of Foyidei Shal Mace is Yisam Mitzvah Potter Mitzvah. Just to quote the Lashon. He says, the reason why you're potter is Mishum Isaac b'mitzvah. She Isaac b'kfirasei shal meisai. V'lav dafka b'she Isaac, afilu yoyshev u'batal potter. Zezeu kvoidoi shal meis shle yisiech daiti mimenu l'inyonam acherim kozman shle nikfar. He's Isaac b'mitzvah. Even when not mamash being Isaac, but that's kvoidoi shal meis, that he shouldn't be Isaac in anything else. V'achim yuchum b'yirshalmi b'chadashin b'farashat sometime Mishum kvoidoi shal meis. And that's what it says in the Tosefta, Mishum kvoidoi shal meis. So he says that the reason of kvoidoi shal meis is Isaac b'mitzvah. He's Isaac b'mitzvah k'vuras Yishal Meisai. And Mele is not supposed to be Mitzvah Daita for anything else. This is L'chura, only the Ritva and the Ra'al Ishitasam, that they hold that you're not allowed, Isaac b'mitzvah is, you're not allowed to be Mekayim the other mitzvah. But Mele over here, in Echanami, you're not allowed to be Mekayim the other mitzvah, that K'vuras Yishal Meis tells you, you're not allowed to be Mekayim the other mitzvah. It could be that, no, it's a special dinner, I'm actually thinking. It could be that, that was Gufo, was in Schadesh, Mishum Kveda Shomais. You could say that even not according to the Rav Mitzvah. Was in Schadesh, Mishum Kveda Shomais, is that over here it's also to be Machmer. Even though generally you could be Machmer, in such a case it's Saka also to be Machmer. Now, the last thing, just what we said we'd get back to, is what mitzvah is this person be Isaac in? However you learn, you're Isaac in Kveda Shomais is Isaac Mitzvah, according to Rashi, you're Isaac Mitzvah. What mitzvah is this person being Isaac in? He's Isaac in what mitzvah that he's spotted from Shara Mitzvahs? Kvoidei Shal Meis, the way that the Ritva says it, it sounds like a Din Derabanan. I saw the Birkas Avraham. He says, where do we ever find there's a Din of Kvoidei Shal Meis? He says, we find Kabres Avich Vesimecho. We still find that there's a Din of Kibud of a Rav. Where do we find that there's a Din of, what's the Makor? There's a Din of Kavan Ameis. He brings a few different back and forth and back and forth. Tzarech Bir Ke'eis Ben Yusi Le Matzasi Makor Lezah. It's a blime, it's right at the end. Where do we get this from? There's a Din of Kvoidei Shal Meis. But it's a din derabanan. Chazal said that there is a din of meis mitzvah, we know. But where's the din of kvoidei shal meis that a person is not allowed to be mekayim mitzvah, also kvoidei shal meis? Mashma, that's a din derabanan. Since he's being oisik in a mitzvah derabanan, so therefore he's potter from mitzvah deraisa. Best you can ask this and Taisus also. Even if Taisus holds that it's not a din oisik mitzvah, Taisus, whoever Taisus holds, yisim aso. L'chura, if a person mishum kvoidei shal meis, so ain mishisim aso, therefore you're potter from mitzvah deraisa. Zachor, it's a din derabanan. Why are you potter from mitzvah deraisa? So you could say that in Echanami, that it was nischadish. If you look at the Yerushalmi says the reason why you're potter is because it says the mantziskus yem tizkum eretz zayin klam yechayecha yom shatayis bechayim yom shatayis kumisim. Let's say you want to be machmer on yourself. You're allowed to be machmer on yourself. No, you're not allowed to be machmer on yourself. Mishum kveidei shomeis, mishum shein mishis maso. The esem patur is learned out of a pasuk. You could say. Chazal just added on that even if you want to be machmer, you're not allowed to be machmer. But the etzim patur, you could say, is taka patur deraisa, according to Tosfos. But the pasuk says, l'chor, it's only a din derabanan over here. Where do we see that a person's oisik in mitzvah derabanan, he's potter from mitzvah deraisa? This is really what we started at the beginning. And the shaila is the same thing when it gets to chosin. What mitzvah is the chosin oisik in? He's oisik in pir v'rivya, ein yishim mitzvah beres in pir v'sheno. It's a hechsher mitzvah, it's a hechrech, you need it, v'chulu. Especially the Rabbeinu Yonah says that he shouldn't become, he's Torah, that he shouldn't be a Kushafka, he shouldn't be Oisa Maisa Kushafka. What mitzvah there is being Oisik in that he's potter from all the mitzvah there is? So the truth is that if the Kama Achreinim, Mitzvah Eisen, the Ayvitz, I think Rabbi Chanan goes this way, they say that what was in the Schadish, Benegea, to Eisen Mitzvah Potter Mitzvah is that the only time that you're Chayiv is, what does it say? Velech Tucho Baderech. When you Chayiv in Kriyashma, Belech Ez Didcho. When what you're doing for yourself. It's a davar shel rishus. Any time that you're not doing it for yourself, you're doing it for a different reason, you're doing it because Chazal told you, because you're Rebbeinu Shem told you, it doesn't make a difference, it's the right of the Rabbanan. Once it's not a Lechaz Dirishos, once the reason why you're doing it is not because of Lechaz Dirishos, then Memela, in a Hanami, you're considered Eisim Mitzvah, and you're going to be positive in a Mitzvah. Memela, anything, it doesn't make a difference. If it's any Shem Mitzvah, it's a Yerushalayim. But Lamaitz, what I'm doing is a Chilik, it's a Hechsher for a Mitzvah, it's a way to get to the Mitzvah. Memela will comment that it's a way to get to the Mitzvah. Then that's already not considered a Lechaz Dirishos. And in a Hanami, we'll have the Ptur of Oisik B'Mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah.